This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday laid flowers outside the church where a lawmaker was stabbed to death a day earlier in what police say was a terrorist attack, probably linked to Islamist extremism. The attack on David Amos from Johnson's Conservative Party comes 5 years after the murder of Joe Cox, a lawmaker from the opposition Labour Party. The killing has prompted a review of the security of elected politicians in Great Britain. Taliban authorities pledged to step up security at Shiite mosques as hundreds of people gathered on Saturday to bury the victims of the second Islamic State suicide attack on worshippers in a week. Hardline Sunni group Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack on the Fatima Mosque in Kandahar. It saw a group of suicide bombers shoot their way into the mosque before blowing themselves up among the worshippers during Friday prayers. Since the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan in August, Islamic State has conducted dozens of operations, from small-scale attacks on Taliban targets to large-scale operations such as Friday's suicide bombing. Their attacks have killed scores of civilians. China on Saturday launched a rocket carrying three astronauts, including one woman, to the core module of a future space station where they will live and work for 6 months. It's the longest ever duration in orbit for Chinese astronauts. A Long March 2F rocket carrying the Shenzhou 13 spacecraft blasted off from the northwestern province of Gansu. You can find more on this and all the stories we're carrying at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democratic Republic of Congo police fired tear gas Saturday as ruling party activists tried to stop tens of thousands of opposition members from marching to seek a neutral election commission. The protesters voiced their opposition against proposals from six religious groups to install Denis Kadima as head of the National Independent Electoral Commission, accusing him of corruption and closeness to the president. Thousands of military-aligned demonstrators gathered in front of the presidential palace in Khartoum, Sudan, on Saturday. They were chanting, "Down with the government of hunger." Sudan is grappling with this latest political crisis in its two-year transition. Military and civilian groups have been sharing power in the East African country in an uneasy alliance since the toppling of long-standing President Omar al-Bashir in 2019. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is saying it will accept mixed-dose coronavirus vaccines from international travelers. That's a boost to travelers from Canada and other places. The CDC said last week that it would accept any vaccine authorized for use by U.S. regulators or the World Health Organization. A CDC spokeswoman said, quote, "While the CDC has not recommended mixing types of vaccine in a primary series, we recognize that this is increasingly common in other countries, so it should be accepted for the interpretation of vaccine records." The leader of Germany's center-left Social Democrats, or SPD, Olaf Scholz, took a major step towards succeeding Angela Merkel as chancellor, announcing he and the leaders of two smaller parties aimed to move into formal coalition talks. The leaders of the SPD, who came in first in last month's election, the Greens and the business-friendly Free Democrats, or FPD, all said exploratory talks had been constructive and allowed them to establish a roadmap for more formal negotiations. Newly installed Austrian Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg said the country's ruling coalition is on thin ice, but could still work together after his predecessor Sebastian Kurz quit last week. Kurz stepped down at the behest of his junior coalition partner, the Greens, after prosecutors placed him and nine others under investigation on suspicion of breach of trust, corruption, and bribery. And an earthquake of magnitude 4.8 struck Indonesia's Bali Island on Saturday morning. At least three people were killed in that earthquake, according to Indonesia's search and rescue agency. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.